And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer. I've been watching you. At night, I think of you. I want to be your baby,
babe. If your game is on, you need kaboom.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 866, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am just now realizing I have only ever heard the chorus to this song. I've never heard the actual song. I thought it was like going to switch to another song again because of the beat. I've never, ever heard anything other than the chorus, and it's wild when you hear a song that way that you're only used to hearing pieces of. I'm going to throw this over to Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, my God. It's a funky good time on Jim and Them. That is always certain. Been hanging out with these New Yorkers all week. Oh, my God. New Yorkers are so annoying.
How annoying.
They're always like, oh, I want to fuck the Statue of Liberty. Yo, if I was 100 foot tall, I'd fuck the MoMA. The city's like a character. I want to have sex with it. Fucking New Yorkers. Like, disgusting. And I've also been thinking that I need to have a kid because I got to get some playground time back in. I think I'd do really good out there now. Mm-hmm. So all the stuff, they really tear it up. Monkey bars, no problem. The thing that, like, you spin down like a corkscrew. Slide easy.
But monkey bars, your feet would just touch the ground.
He's yelling the N-word into the horn.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know who's on the other end. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. The other man here in the room with me, who's always thinking about extra playground time, is Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Yeah, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, we might just have to record and upload after the fact. There's not really anything I could do. There's nothing with my speed. My speed's good.
Your speed's insane, actually. Your speed's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got some good speeds going here. It's either something with OBS, or we're getting hacked in real time by Corey and Zeke.
Zeke have teamed up. You know what?
Corey and Zeke and the gang.
You know what? Fuck, dude. I know we can handle Corey. We've proven we can handle Corey. And I know we can handle Zeke. We've proven we can handle Zeke. But do you know what I never even for a second considered?
Yeah.
The fucking double take.
Right?
Having Zeke and Corey come at us from two different sides at the same time and how on earth I'd handle the pincer. And I'm not handling it well.
No, they're fucking getting us.
I think they're dismantling me in real time.
It's a double take to a pincer? It's a double take to a pincer. Isn't that what Corey was doing on the ice? Am I right, fellas? Come on, yubba yubba hey.
Yubba yubba hey.
You gonna get a yubba yubba hey from the chat? You're up, but,
The chat can hear us. Hit just us showing with a two.
Everyone, just showing everyone the speeds. Marvel at the speeds, my guys.
I mean, Jim, 2100 up, that's nuts.
It must be the
10 years ago, they would have thought this was a Photoshopped image.
Yeah. Zeke will say this is Photoshopped.
Yeah, they couldn't have imagined a world where 2100 up.
Yeah.
Our phone lines are lighting up, calling us frauds and shysters.
Keep in mind the words I'm saying. I'm not saying 2100 down, guys. I'm saying 2100 up.
Yeah, we throw this on. I go 13 and 15 on Venom and Marvel Rivals, and really hold my team back.
13 and 13. Oof.
Yeah.
Are you at least getting the new team up with Jeff?
Nah. With these upload speeds, there's no excuse. And I'm on Jim's account, fucking up his platinum.
Now you're fucking up Jim's points.
Yeah.
Who's on the line? Hello, caller.
Fuck. Was it still turned down from Zeke?
We're cooked.
Good question. Is it? I don't think, no, because I wouldn't have heard the ring, I don't think.
Okay.
Chat, are we cooked?
Yeah, chat, are we cooked?
Yeah, caller, are we cooked? It's Zeke. You're so cooked.
You know what? You're idiots.
I was waiting for the Obama.
Oh,
no,
who's
yeah.
On the line?
I said who's on the line.
Oh, then it's my fault. Well, I just wanted to say, you guys could, you could make fun of someone, you could goof on someone, like, that's totally within your right, and then, you know, people could get upset about it, whatever.
Sure.
But I think you guys should, you know, you're very humble, I guess, or mod, I don't know, because you guys have raised over, like, $60,000 for, like, kids, you know?
Yes,
you never bring that up in the argument.
Worth it. He didn't feel because
he
like,
wouldn't have believed.
He
us.
Didn't want real answers. He wanted. He was waiting for us to say, like the apartment trap. He just wanted us to say something he could spring on. If I thought that his mind could be changed, maybe I would have said something.
He would have called us kid touchers. Well, I know Zeke.
I just want you guys to know that I know you guys are great dudes, and the chat knows you guys are great dudes. And even if they haven't met you, like I've met you guys, and you're all great. And on top of being funny and the comedy and the show, like you also do an amazing thing where you literally give kids toys, you know, that are in need. And I think it doesn't hurt. You know, you could bring it up. I mean, it's not gonna. They may not believe it, but just. Know what that whatever they say, they can't do anything about that. Like that's a fact, you know.
Well, thank you,
you, Nick. I appreciate it, Nick.
We touch kids every year.
Okay,
thank you, brother.
Love
like
you guys.
To see them twist right. That soundbite.
Mate, you want to come on?
Go ahead and you can run and tell that homeboy.
With your charred lips.
It is so funny. I mean, that guy. Like the thing is, I mean, not to dwell on it so much, but like, it's clear that this wasn't just the first time we popped up in his feed, because like, how would he just click on it and be like, all you guys do is talk about Corey? Like, he must have seen our videos or something, like our commentaries and shit.
Sure.
So like, it's really been chapping his ass for quite a while.
Yeah.
Here I am busting my ass, putting transmissions in Mercedes, and they're sitting in their mom's basement making fun of an 80s has-been.
Wait a second. So my mom's a saint, and these guys are allowed to just make fun of Corey Feldman?
Okay. So let's reset, everybody.
Okay.
He was skating a little stiff. He looked a little worried. But right before we paused, he was doing the backwards thing. He was skating backwards.
Yeah. I took it back a little bit, so... To get everyone back on the same page here, we're rooting for him. We're rooting for Corey Feldman here. We want him to do well. Unlike what people try to say that we're bullies, when here we are legitimately with every fiber of our beings being like, I hope he does well.
Well, and think of this dark timeline he's in. It's all KKK and Hitler stuff. We're the beam of light. We're the lighthearted goof and his never-ending slog of fucking Hitler stuff.
That is an ironic time for him to call. It's like the first time in ages where we've been like legitimately rooting for the man.
All right.
This is
going
to be good, though.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
I got my first real six string, blow it out the five and done.
for the podcast. It's really good. So far, so good. Air guitar.
Yeah, so he's kind of...
For the podcast in the stream, it's really good.
She's doing a lot of the work so far, but he's about to skate backwards. There we go. Look
there
at
we
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through, there we go.
Whoa, she whoopsie doodle.
Yeah, he pulled her through his legs from behind.
Yeah.
Oh, he almost lost his balance there.
And he's shitting his pants.
She's doing a lot right now. He's just kind of holding onto her arm.
Yeah. He's the rock, though. Here we go.
But
yeah,
I mean, he,
some step overs.
He's
yeah.
keeping up.
Yeah.
He's keeping up, at least. So you got to give him that.
This is me and Jim when you go to bed at the Airbnbs. We're in the kitchen in our socks doing this. I'm the girl.
He's doing a lot of like stuff that off of ice would be fine. Not really taking advantage of the medium a lot yet, but he hasn't fallen down or anything.
Well, Mike, ice? Whoa. What, you're calling ice on people now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you transphobic.
Zeke saw through me. And so now I see no point. I
so
see no point in not just being who I know I am.
So stupid.
It was pretty dumb, but in a good way. Yeah. Oh, he held her. He held her up. Her feet were not touching the ice there.
Yeah.
Oh, he did a toe stop. He did a reverse toe stop into a knee slide.
Wait, a reverse toe stop? What are you talking? What are
he
these
ran.
Words?
He just ran.
He's going backwards and then uses the brakes on the front. Well, like, you know, like the serrated part of the front of the skate. That's kind of where you can like toe stop.
Yeah.
He went on his toes so that he'd slow down, but then he started running forward.
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's Max Berner, a.k.a. Dr. Max Rebo, PhD.
Hey, what's up,
the
man?
The doctor is in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that Z call was fucking great. It was definitely a nice throwback to have one of those types of dudes to be like, you guys aren't about that life. You guys don't work a 9-to-5 at a fucking sawmill or shop or whatever the fuck.
7-to-11.
Sawmill.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, just like something like that.
Yeah, and you work at a sawmill, isn't that true? Aren't you a doctor of lumberjackery?
Very much so, and also I'm a doctor of that good greenery, brother. But yeah. Have a great rest of your night. Obama.
Obama.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, Max.
All right.
But yeah, he was sliding backwards. He used the front of his blades to slow down. It was that was genuinely impressive. That's not easy to do.
Wow.
Oh.
Caked up, though.
You know what? I'm taking it back because I missed it.
You should.
Oh, yeah. He had
shit.
This...
Did I take it back too far?
A little bit.
Yeah, he just started it over.
Yeah.
See it there.
Yeah, he did kind of a Michael Jackson toes.
You know what? It sounded better when I heard it. I mean, it's still fine. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
But when
vampire,
I heard the description,
like,
I was like, "Oh shit! What did he do?"
In theory, you'd be going faster, so like the backwards slide break kind of goes. It's like when you run on slide on tile. It kind of looks like that.
Yeah, he kind of just hit a Morbius, like, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't going fast enough to get to that good.
Yeah,
but
to get that good.
It was the most impressive thing I saw him do the whole time.
Do you think he just picked Summer of 69 out of the list because he's like...
Oh, for throwing a little 69 on your ass?
I don't get it. What's funny about 69?
69. It's like giving head.
What?
It's more like getting head.
Yeah.
Wait, how can it be both?
Black flag sticker on my ass. Getting head with a guy.
How could it be both?
Nah, your mom will tell you.
Okay, I'll ask her. I'll ask her about it.
Welcome to the shock zone.
Oh, he would smile. Why is he not smiling? He's making this very intense face.
You know what? For being in 2012, he's serving face.
Yeah, he's mewing.
He's definitely serving face.
He looks like the Rizzler.
Do you know about serving face, Mike?
Yeah. Cunt.
They're serving cunt.
Wait,
but it's
a precursor to cunt.
I think I've seen girls doing it on the slow motion Tower of Terror cam.
Yeah, no, people.
Where they like go like this, where they go like.
Yeah, he was ahead of the curve. He definitely knew that like. The skating wasn't going to be the strong suit, but the serving face
Mike's that really good was where he was gonna. Face. Too good at yes. serving face.
I did it for the first time.
Yeah, this guy's putting on a wig on Tower of Terror, trying to be a lady. New kind of trans. Only free fall. Only trans.
There was a worry that might have ended in tears, but he's pulled it off. Well, he's got 6 Playboy bunnies to cheer him on tonight. If he gets through, there'll be 12 next year.
He's brought a bunch of Playboy bunnies to...
I'm not sure I believe that they are Playboy bunnies.
Every time I hear this ringtone, it's like the postal service. I'm like, I'm thinking it's a sign.
Who's on the line?
Jim and them.
Okay.
Yeah, turn us down in the background, my dude.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, sorry. I love you guys. I've been listening for a while. That's all I got to say.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, thanks.
Dude. Love you. Out.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you, man.
Shut up. No lies detected. Chat's saying no lips detected.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was serving face, zero lips.
Serving
Can you
face,
serve
no
face
lips.
With no lips, Jim? Does that count?
Well,
is that because it's your face? There's like, what? 4 things, 2 eyes, a nose, and a mouth. They're kind of the only things, and you're missing one of those. Can you truly do it?
I mean, I might be grading on a curve, but he has more lips then than he does now. So he kind of, like, you can see the little bit of an outline of a lip here.
He's beacon.
Yeah, but I mean, compared to now.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now he's beacon.
And it's so funny. I'm an idiot because I looked at it. I was like, is those the scores he got? But it's like, no, it's their weird ass numbers.
Dude, every time I have that. To. Like mail the Christmas cards to people over there. Their addresses are insane.
Yeah, they're like 123 Blimey Street.
Yeah,
like in it.
It's all that.
Who's now a very laid back Hollywood dude? But you can't sleepwalk into ice skating. It's wake up time. That's the pull through.
Do you think he's mad that they just showed a slow motion replay of him almost fucking up?
Valley hops. A step sequence.
He's too locked in. He's not even seeing
what
they're
showing.
Yeah,
she's hopping around. He's just staring straight forward.
Wizard of Oz. 1, 2, 3.
Wizard of Oz. Oh, it's true.
Ending finally with a knee slide.
He can't breathe.
He does look like he's like flagging real hard right there, dude.
Yeah, it's probably hard though.
But to like, this is when he's young and more in shape, and he's
young
flagging.
What year are we in?
2012.
Ooh.
Katarina 3.5. It gives him 11.
Is this out of 10 or out of 5?
I don't. That's a good question.
If it's out of
22,
if it's out of 10, that's pretty embarrassing. That's a bummer.
Halfway to 22.
Oh, shit. You've got a lovely fan club here this evening. You've got the bunny ladies up there. 8 bunny ladies. Hello there, girls.
X-nay.
Nice to see you again. So how was that?
Well, it was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot my knee pads though, so that slide really hurt.
Were you worried when you saw them last week? Was there a little bit of a wake up call?
Oh, there was a lot of a wake up call. You know, I was working on 2 films at the same time as training for this.
Well,
so
here we go.
Jesus.
To put into it that I wanted.
Man, and I was so
yeah, we were
I believed
for him.
In him, man. I loved what he was giving us, what he was showing us, the vulnerable side of him that he was allowing
well,
us
maybe
to be involved with.
Making Corbin Nash or whatever. Making Corbin Nash.
I mean,
Corey
yeah,
Feldman.
You must have been making like fucking Lucky Fritz or something.
Look how dark his eyeshadow is. Look, he looks like a woman.
Yeah, it does look like Lucky Fritz era.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yeah, hey, I'm in your chat room, and my name is Charlie.
Yeah.
So I'm watching you guys give a breakdown of Corey Feldman. There's probably 15 to 85,000 people online that have goofed on this clown, and none of them have an original perspective. So I'm looking at 3 of you guys. You
this
guys
is
have
just
3
that guy.
Brains.
This is the call.
But the stupidity
this is a recording of.
Go ahead. What's that? Over? Go ahead.
You already called with this before.
Yeah, but dude, I'm trying to figure out what are you guys going to do with this?
Yeah, but you've already you've already done this call.
Like,
are you
exact?
You've done this exact call.
To the moon,
no, 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 you're not going to twist this around to make me look like
no,
a
I'm not twisting anything. You've done this
Charlie,
call, dude. You
Charlie.
Did this exact call.
Where is the
call?
Twist on this? Where
Charlie,
is your
you're
twist?
Acting...
Where is your twist on this?
You can't ask us that when you're doing literally the same thing you did before.
Charlie, you can't bite our
I'm
finger and treat
anything.
Us like
Get
we're stupid.
Corey Feldman, come up with something different. Come up with something
Dude, you literally did this. You already did. You're living a rerun of your life. You're living a rerun of your own life. What are you talking about?
I'm not living a rerun. You're doing the same thing.
No, I'm not. I'll have
you
know, no, I'm not.
You're acting like Charlie Chapped Ass.
Say the same
chap.
Yeah, no, dude, you did this literal call
down
before.
Make him shrink. Give dude, him a like, chipmunk voice. Can we do that?
It was even to the point where I thought it was literally an AI like that just recorded the other call, but it's right. actually the guy, which is even sadder.
No, that's Charlie, though.
No, I know, Charlie? But Charlie, he called in before.
Okay, tell me why it's sadder. Give me an original opinion. This was almost a year ago. You talked and let me talk.
This is
you
almost
talk.
A... Shut up, idiot.
Yeah, we're not this even was, talking to you. We're talking to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff. This okay. was almost a year ago. This guy called in with this exact same call. Like,
identical.
His identical point. Okay. Yes.
It was Brad
yes.
Girl Summers. This is Charlie XCX.
Yeah, this yes. is the same. Look, he's just yelling. He's trying to yell louder. He's in his living room.
I like him low in the background.
We're just having a conversation.
I just keep turning him down.
At a party. And he's like trying to have a conversation.
I just keep turning him down. He just tries to yell louder. It's like, dude, yeah. you're not beating the fader, bro.
It's
sorry.
It's the grandpa in Future Drama in the Scream Dome or whatever. Yeah. He's going to my angry dome.
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
But what do you bring? What separates your program? What
Charlie, did you make
you
notes? Did you
Charlie,
write this
Charlie,
down
Charlie,
before
Charlie.
You called in? All right, I'm going to write it down so I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be prepared when
yes
I call
and.
In.
Okay, improv. Yes and.
Yeah,
improv.
Yes and.
Okay, give us a subject, yeah. Charlie. Subject, go.
Let's see how quick your brains are. You subject. Put my brain against your brain. The guy in the middle, the white guy, the skinny guy who has the hat on backwards, the
yeah.
white hat. When
yeah.
you woke up
white
this morning,
boy.
When you said, you know what, I'm going to be live on a podcast, I want to present myself in a certain way. This, you yeah. look like a tool, you fool.
Whoa. He did this. First of all, he wrote this down. He wrote this down. Also, he did this exactly. He did this exact same thing. We could check the archives. And he went at Mike before. Yeah. It's
I
the same
God,
exact
he calls
thing.
Me a slob.
He didn't like my hat. He didn't yeah. like my tattoos.
Yeah, he didn't like the tattoos. Yeah.
Well, you haven't improved in a year.
What do you bring to the table? Everybody's doing the same thing. There's nothing unique. You guys have like pre-production meetings where you guys sit around and say, you know what, guys, uh-huh. we're going to try to get 10,000 viewers in the next 6 months. We got to bring something unique to the
no,
table.
No, no,
we're
you know what we do is we – I love how he's talking so fast. He's like, please don't turn me down. I'm going to talk. I'm going to keep talking. Don't turn me down. Oh, my God, let me talk. You never know. You never know. They might turn me down. I'm going to talk as fast as I can. No, we have production meetings, and we're like, I hope we can get fucking Charlie to call back in. That was fucking great shit. We love him.
Charlie?
Okay. You went nowhere with that. You're supposed to get
dude,
me.
Dude, you went nowhere, you moron. What are you talking about? You got no one.
You
stop.
Didn't say a subject. We're supposed to do improv.
Yeah, we're supposed to do improv. Okay, Charlie. You're an advertising. Hold on. You're an advertising executive who's walked into a Chinese food restaurant, and you speak Chinese, and they all speak English. Go.
Yeah. Sir, is
I
this
speak
an egg
Chinese
roll?
And they, I, mean, I speak. No, look, shut
you
up.
Speak yeah, yeah. You
stop
speak Chinese. Hello. How was that?
You can't talk
konnichiwa.
Over.
Konnichiwa.
He's so mad about talking about being heard.
He's so mad. With
he yelled, right. "Shut up!"
He's in his
so
living
hard.
Room, yelling.
He's so mad
so,
trying to talk
okay,
over.
Okay, you're Chinese. We had to quiet you down.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're Chinese.
You're
going to
be Chinese.
Stop talking over one another. I can't hear him.
What?
Shut up. Let him talk.
All right. That's pretty good Chinese.
But you're Chinese. You have to speak Chinese.
Okay. So you said that I'm Chinese or I'm
yeah,
American.
You're Chinese.
You're Chinese.
You're Chinese.
Well, no,
like
you're not
accent.
Chinese. But you only speak Chinese. We speak English.
Yeah. Hey, is this egg roll I'm having?
And do I own the restaurant? Do I own the restaurant or do I work
not
at the restaurant?
Not important.
No, you're trying to get food. You're an advertising exec.
And I'm Chinese, but I'm in an American restaurant.
No. You're an American that only... You walk into a Chinese restaurant, you speak Chinese, and we only speak English.
Yeah.
But I'm American. I'm white, but I speak Chinese.
Yes, and we're Chinese, and we only speak English.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so I would walk in and say... This is a really bad bit. It's a horribly written sketch.
No, it's a great bit. Now you know it's a great bit. He paused for a second because he's like, oh, my God, that's a fucking amazing bit.
It's actually dog, good sir.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
That speaks English.
No, yeah, I'm the Chinese guy who speaks English. Sir, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I am. sir, I'm Chinese, and I'm trying to play a joke.
Sir, I can tell you're speaking Chinese, but it's so low that I can barely hear you.
Can you please speak up, sir? We can't hear you.
Yeah. You're wearing a suit like maybe you're an ad guy, but I just need you to tell me.
You keep shrinking down smaller than the size of a pinhead. Hello?
Hello, are you there?
I'm
in Chinese.
In Chinese.
In Chinese.
Follow directions. Yes, and.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I follow the directions from people that are more funnier than I, people that have more of a creative mind. You guys are simple.
You're not funny,
you're trying
Charlie.
To hang on to something.
We might not be funny, but you're definitely not funny.
There's a reason why you've kept me on the line for the last 4 or 5 minutes. You want to know why?
Because we don't care about you.
Nothing. You're embarrassed. You're embarrassed. You guys are pathetic. You know you're stupid. You're simpletons. This YouTube thing isn't going anywhere. You MSG fortune cookie idiots aren't going to do
Look,
anything.
Look, he's doing the Chinese bit.
MSG.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I love him.
Charlie,
There's no bit.
You did it.
You entertain me.
Charlie Keep Chan.
Entertain me.
Charlie Chan.
I don't want to.
Yeah, no, we don't want it, Charlie.
Make me laugh.
We want you to speak Chinese.
Hey, when's the last time you guys did a stand-up act? You've never done a stand-up.
Jeff?
You guys
yesterday.
Are three friends that
Jeff?
Got together. Trust
yesterday.
Me. I'm going to tell you exactly who all three of you are.
All right. All right, hold on. Hold on, Charlie. Hold on 1 second, Charlie.
Yeah, 1 second. Shh.
Hold on, Charlie. Put your script down for a minute.
Charlie, yeah. We're trying to talk.
Do it off the dome for once.
Hold on.
And speak up.
All right. Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie. Charlie? Are you there?
Charlie. Bit my finger.
Charlie?
No.
Is he doing Chinese?
I think he's finally doing Chinese.
Hey, can I say one last thing to you guys?
No. he hung up. Oh, Charlie, come on, call back.
Yeah.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
But
we win.
I mean, if he's gonna call back either way. He's not gonna be like, well, Jim told me. It's so funny. Well, the thing is,
it's
he
funny.
Can say whatever he wants, like, you know, we suck, we're not funny, entertain me. But, dude, that was almost a year ago that this guy called in.
With the exact same call.
And then he...
And we're way more popular than we were last year, so technically we're kind of shutting that
He
down.
Was absolutely embarrassed that we called him on that, by the way, and he tried to talk as fast as he could.
Do you think he remembered?
He definitely remembers.
Okay.
He definitely remembers.
Because he used all the same material. Like, again, even talking about me the same way. Do you think he actually remembered?
No, I think he definitely remembered. Okay.
I'm thinking.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
This is Clownvis Presley.
Oh, shit!
Oh, Clownvis. What's up?
Clownvis?
What up, dude?
Hey, I just wanted to call and chime in because we've had some lousy callers. I've been a listener for a long time. If I do good with Elvis, I'm going to keep going. You guys have been great, and I appreciate the vibes. And these Zeke and Charlie, and just real quick, Charlie absolutely called and did this exact same point a couple months ago. You're absolutely right.
Right.
I just want to call. Got to flick your bean and fluff your balls. Have a great night,
Thanks,
guys.
Clownvis.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Clownvis. We love you, man.
It is wild on the same night.
This is for Charlie's first honorary super chat name.
it is wild on the same night that Zeke would call with Charlie's call.
Yeah.
Charlie would somehow call back with it also
clearly
with
like
Charlie's
they,
call.
Yeah, I mean, they must be unrelated, right, Mike?
And it's crazy. All three of our hall pass Clownvis would call it.
What if,
I think we all know we have hall passes on Clownvis.
What if Charlie is Zeke's Microsoft coder?
Oh, it could be. That's his big guns. Well, it's hilarious that then he wants to try to be like, what do you guys do? You guys aren't doing stand-up. All right, Charlie. Because his whole thing was...
It's really sad that people like Zeke and Charlie exist. They are the darkness in the world, and you guys are the light. Jim and them forever.
Yeah, I'm not doing stand-up. Did you not hear about New Yorker that wanted to have sex with the MoMA?
Yeah, bad timing. Jeff literally just did some. Some people just think that like everyone needs to like everything needs to be for them, and that like it's like if they don't like it, then like like we owe them a favor or something. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, no. Now I remember what I was gonna say. It's like typically, I would have maybe gone back and forth with you a bit more, Charlie. But like we just had a 30-minute call with Zeke. Like,
who is just Charlie? Yeah, like, they're so kind of the like, same. They're functionally the same person.
Sorry, man. I mean, I had to turn you down because you're fucking clearly couldn't contain your excitement with your written script. You're just talking so fast because you were so excited to be on the line.
Charlie the Unicorn.
Oh, here he is. Here he is again. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
I truly don't have a molecule, a centimeter, a gram.
Failed radio voice. You can hear him trying to do a radio voice when he calls
that's
in.
That's the size
that's
of your
so
penis.
Funny, dude.
This guy's got a penis smaller than a molecule.
What's so funny is he tries to do a radio voice. Have you done a podcast yourself there, Charlie?
Do I sound like I'm on old-time radio?
Yeah, did you launch a channel yourself there at one point there, Charlie?
Let me know when I can speak.
Go for it, man.
I truly don't have a...
Oh, no. Where'd he go?
Oh, Charlie, hold on.
One second. We
Charlie,
lost
did you
Charlie.
Hit mute on your phone?
Charlie, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Charlie.
Why do you guys all laugh in sync at the same jokes? I mean, do you guys...
We Charlie, come on.
Tastes and humor. And you keep tricking down to smaller
at each
than
other. Here's your problem. You got to stop laughing at each other's jokes. Stop laughing at each other's jokes. Yeah. You're not funny.
Why are you
someone
so
says
mad,
something that you
Charlie?
Think is funny, here's what I want you to do.
Why are you
here's
so
what I want
angry?
You to do.
Before you're you... so, right, you're yeah. so heated. You're
I was
so going to
give him a second because you know what, Charlie? I will let you talk in a minute because I legitimately want to know who do you think is funny? I want to know, like, what's your cup of tea? You know, I think that's a fair question. Like, we don't even have to – we don't have to go at you with this. You don't have to come at with us. We're just talking now because you're talking about – what is or isn't funny. So legitimately, you know, what's your cup of tea? What do you partake in, my dude?
I don't partake in anything. I'm bored right now. I just got
okay,
off
so
work.
You have no
I,
answer.
On,
so you have no
talk.
Answer. No, I asked you a question.
Listen
you're not answering
it.
No, you fucking moron. You're not answering. It's a simple-ass question. If you're going to call in and talk about what is and isn't funny, you should be able to answer a question about who you like is funny.
He's
don't
like,
give me
don't
some fucking bullshit. Like, yeah, I'm just working my job and floating through life. I don't think anything's funny. Go ahead.
So here's who I
Shut
think
up.
Is.
No, let him talk. For real, let him
you
talk.
You won't even let me talk.
No,
you
we will.
Won't let
no.
me talk.
No,
you,
we will.
That's the problem.
Go ahead.
You guys are hacks.
Who's funny?
You guys
Who's
are
funny?
Absolute hacks. I'm going to answer your question.
It's Kevin
you
Brennan.
You want to answer
it's,
yes or no?
It's Kevin Brennan. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
okay.
no, I don't
Who
think
is it?
Kevin Brennan is funny.
Who is it,
okay.
then?
Here's someone that I think is tolerable in the comedy world. Anthony Cumia.
Oh,
That's
of
it.
Course.
No one else.
Tired.
More you think Anthony Cumia is
tolerable?
Yes, I mean that's what you got, dude.
Anthony
like,
Cumia is a comedian. He's a listen. First of all, you really believe that?
Do you talk
Have
about?
You listen to his. Old
does
show?
He talk about John Zahog still? Does he
if
open
you,
the show talking about
talk,
John Zahog?
Let me know when I can talk.
Go for it.
Go to YouTube and type in Anthony Cumia impressions. He literally does hundreds of impressions. I'm not talking like hack impressions like, well, yeah, this is Ronald Reagan.
That is that's one
good.
Of his impressions.
That's pretty good, Charlie.
That's one of his impressions.
That's really good, Charlie.
No, I can do 38 impressions.
No, that's
okay.
one
what
of
I'm
that's
talking about. Just
two,
relax,
go.
Relax. You got to relax. You
that's
gotta
one
relax.
Of Hold on, Jeff. That's
God,
one of Anthony Cumia's main impressions.
Movement. You guys taking a bowel movement must be like the most strenuous, most just relax. Stop trying to be Mr. Funny Boy. Just relax.
Ronald Reagan is one of Anthony Cumia's main impressions. So what are you talking about?
No, it's not. Go
yes,
to,
it
go
is.
To, okay, can I talk for can I
no,
can
it
I say
is.
Something for 15 seconds?
It is.
You cutting me off. Okay. Okay, so no. Okay. No, he does brilliant impressions from Andrew Dice Clay to he has an extraordinary brilliant comedic mind. There's no other mind. Stand up, he's probably a hack. But on a round table like what you guys are doing right now, it's not even the same realm. It's not even the same universe. You guys.
Well, let me ask you a legitimate question about Anthony Cumia. Then let me ask you a quick question: is he as good as he was on the Opie and Anthony show, on the Anthony Cumia show, when he's Mike?
Well,
one?
He's now on WABC in New York. You know,
which
that,
is
right?
fine. Yeah, I do know that. But that's when he's Mike one.
Okay. So,
is
yeah,
it as good?
He's with
is
Jim
it
Norton.
As good?
Okay, let me talk. You asked
I'm
me
not,
a question.
You're
let
not
me
answering
talk.
My question. Is
hey
it as
man,
good?
Relax.
When
calm
he's Mike
down.
One, is it as good as when he was on Opie and Anthony?
I think he's going to get there if he has Jim Norton back on the show.
And you know Jim Norton's not, like, he's going to guest spot. He's not going to be, like, that's not, it's not going to be the Anthony and Jim show.
No, I think
Jim
they're going to bring Jim Norton back on. I think that Jim Norton, I think WBC is going to hire Jim Norton, and I think they're going to bring back that old style, and I think they're going to bring back some new comedians that aren't discovered yet. And by the way, none of you three are going to be on that show. You're non-discoverable. But
you
I do think they're going to introduce new comedians.
I'm going to be on that show. Type of,
what's that?
I'm going to be on that show. You don't think I could hang with D?
You can't hang with anybody. You guys, where are you guys from? Where do you guys live in? Like Montana, Wyoming? Where do you guys live?
We live in Wyoming.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Where
how the hell do you
us?
Know that?
I was going to say San Francisco, but because you guys look like just plain
you're quick.
Simpletons.
You call us gay.
You say I'm gay? Who
no, you said San Francisco because you're calling us gay. You're calling
us
gay.
Let me ask you a question there. Hey, let me ask you a question there, big guy on the top with the glasses.
Yeah.
When's the last time you betted a woman? When's the last time you betted a woman?
Your
when's
mom
the last time you
this
really
morning.
Yeah,
your
mom.
I shoved it down her throat.
You have never betted a woman.
I shoved it down
middle,
her throat.
You've never hardly betted a woman. You guys are pathetic and unique. By the way, I got to go. I'm going to make a burrito. I'll call you back. Bye.
Thanks, man. At least he thinks I've betted women.
No, yeah. he's a clown.
Betted a woman?
Yeah, I've lined with a woman biblically.
So, yes.
As many sex havers do.
Anthony Cumia, who I like, by the way. But, yeah, all right. He's going to...
Oh, yeah, he asked the last person in the world that he should... Oh, yeah. This guy doesn't know shit about Anthony
He's going to launch comedian's career on WABC. Yeah, it's not going to be fucking all these comedian podcasts or anything like that. It's going to be terrestrial radio. That's the fucking beacon of comedy we have to look forward to. And I love it. At first, he wouldn't even answer. At first, he was like, I just work my job. I don't really partake. And he's like, well, you know what? Actually, yeah, I like Anthony Cumia, which, again, is fine. I probably know more about Opie and Anthony than you do. Not to be like a fucking idiot loser like yourself being like, I know more about this than that.
Yeah, but you've been a cumhead for a long time.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been a cumhead.
Is that what they called them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, back to this ice.
Yeah,
dancer.
Back to the ice. Yeah, back until to he, this until burrito guy calls back in.
Yeah, then we'll just not answer.
Yeah, true.
I felt really sad about that, but in the end, once I got here, I focused. I've been working really hard, and hopefully, I get to stay for a while.
Well, welcome, Brooke. It's lovely to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you. It's
and
wonderful.
He
to
had
here.
A look of steely determination on his face this evening.
Yeah, he did. One thing that's great about Corey is he always puts 100%. Once he's out here, and I love it, and it's so much fun to perform with him.
Was it enough?
I was on the edge of my seat. maybe for all the wrong reasons.
Wow. Whoa. Ouch. That's that British, that's that dry British wit.
But once he was out there, as Brooke said, he gave it a lot of performance. And Brooke, you're my hero. Well done.
Ouch.
Pause it real quick. You know, in this sea of uncertainty that's been this show with all the haters calling in and stuff, going back, Corey being the through line, that have been like a nice like rock in a hard place. We're like, oh, there's Corey.
You even have a new rock.
Yeah, like Corey's my like safe place in a storm right now. It's like, oh, we're back to Corey almost falling over on ice skates.
Corey's the light in the darkness.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, we do have an E-Rock. Because there was an E-Rock back in the O&A days.
I'm Tim in the Jeep, and the T-Rex just pushed me over the edge, and I'm in the tree, and I am clinging to Corey right now because I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't want to get out, but Corey is my safety place
do you
right
think,
now.
Do you think we hate...
The Shape 1981 tipped $22.22.
I'm
riding
Indian.
The Friendship Arc. Zeke and Charlie need to get on board. Ha ha ha.
Please don't answer.
I hope that's really Shape.
Please. I'm begging you.
The last one. Who's on the line?
You'd say last one.
Hey, guys. My name's Brian, and I just want to say I'm a big fan.
Hey.
I actually called you guys before when the last time Charlie called, and yeah, he said the same nonsense to you guys.
Yes,
and,
I don't
crazy,
know if you
right?
remembered, but yeah, I defended your guys' good looks last time too. But,
okay, good, perfect.
Wait, but, what about my backwards hat? Like, is it okay that I have a backwards hat on? Because I've been questioning it ever since Charlie brought it up.
Oh, what's that? Say that again. I'm sorry.
Should I keep my hat backwards or should I take it off entirely? I'm suddenly very insecure.
I don't know, but like, you all look great. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing, but
it's
you guys,
okay.
You
fine.
All look great. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank
so you. I'm a big fan of you guys. And yeah, they even said last time too, like, yeah, it sounds like he just like writes it down and like rehearses it before he talks to you guys.
He totally does. That, like, I know that sounds like a goof, but you can hear it in his voice. Like, he definitely, if he doesn't script it, he has a list of like, I'm going to say this, I'm going to hit on this. Don't forget about the tattoos.
Yeah, definitely. But anyways, yeah, you guys are awesome. You look great. Big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
And just, you know, thanks. Like, you know, you guys are great, especially when I have like a crappy day. You guys always make me like a lot happier. So thanks for everything. Keep up the great work and take care.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you. I assume you look great too.
I want to hear from this guy on days that aren't bad. I want to hear from this guy on good days.
You know, he looks great. Corey on ice.
Yes.
If I could be so bold.
If we could go back to our constant, yeah.
Yeah, our rock, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God. Thank God Corey's back.
Yeah, we have 45 minutes more of this.
Yeah, right? Jesus Christ.
And another thing, you guys are gay. Oh, great. We got Frankie calling us gay for the fourth time this week.
On the ice and a lot of intense and watching you, but you got through
Dickie
unscathed.
Gervais.
It was very tight. You tend to plod a little bit and rather than glide, but the attention that you were giving to Brooke and the musicality of it was really
got to skate away.
You were very much a lost boy, making up for lost time.
Relax. But if you screams the raving lunatic critic who's mad about laughter during comedy.
Thank you, Marta May. It is so funny. There was like, stop laughing at each other.
Yeah, stop laughing at each other's jokes.
He was very angry.
Yeah, you know what's very angry. A constant in most comedy podcasts? Not laughing at each other's jokes.
Yeah, no. Just
you
dead
just do
silence.
joke. Wait for the audience to stop laughing.
I wonder what people's end games are sometimes. I just don't know what the end game is.
I mean, sometimes the end game is literally this, just that we're talking about it. But then again, that's also, I mean, it's fine for us too, because it's something for us to talk about. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, we can have things that we're going to talk about that we plan ahead of time. Obviously, we can't plan for those, so sometimes it's a nice diversion.
If we can talk about Corey 100,000 times, we can talk about the identical Charlie phone call twice.
But also, like,
could talk about Corey.
I mean, and not to, like, keep dwelling on this, but, like, again, he brought up Anthony Cumia. Anthony Cumia has, like, a four-hour edit of him talking about Corey Feldman. Like,
oh, really?
Is he calling in and being like, seriously, man, like, what are you adding to this? What's the end game here?
Four-hour edit, that's a rookie number. Get a long boy, Cumia.
Four-hour edit.
I thought you were
a
cumhead.
No, I mean, I am a cumhead. Or also, I mean, the other thing is, like, you're keeping me on the line, arguing with me. Like, yeah, Jim Norton has fucking long montages of him yelling at people on the phone as well. Like, it's all part of it. Like, I guess we're doing each other a favor here. We're giving him a little shine, and we get to have someone to yell at for a little bit.
You got to do his Reagan.
That's true.
He got to do that Reagan.
And again, like, he did, he was like, and he does spectacular impressions, not like, and he literally did an impression of Anthony's Reagan.
Yeah,
like,
one of 38.
Well, like, that's literally, let me look it up.
I thought that impression wouldn't be prudent.
Is Cumia known for impressions? Is that a thing?
He does good impressions. Okay. He does dice really well.
I've never heard it come up before, so I didn't realize that was something he was known for.
But like, yeah, he literally was doing an impression of Kumia's impression.
From the chat, BRB, you gotta go bed my woman.
Good evening, cowards.
Oh shit, we're having issues again. Wait, hold on.
Gotta walk away. String goes down, we start singing. Gotta walk away. Top five Corys. It's in there, it might be now.
I always it's just Evil Ascension Millennium five times.
Yeah, Juke My Dick. When does he say Juke My Dick? Which one is that? Is that Walk Away?
Hey, we got an exclusive interview right now.
A guest?
Yeah, from the grave, we're going to be talking to Ronald Reagan.
Wow. From the grave?
From the grave, Ronald Reagan.
How does that happen?
I don't know, Anthony. How does it happen?
I don't know. I can only imagine it's like the Twilight Zone episode where the phone line breaks and lays down on his grave, and you're able to get that connection for a while.
Look, he, you know, I know he's dead, but he doesn't
have to. Mr. Reagan, welcome to the Opie and Anthony show.
I got to go to the bathroom, so if.
What?
Just hold him on the line. I really got to go.
Where are you going?
But
it's our exclusive interview with the ex president of the United States of America.
Right. I just want to hear the impression.
He's like your hero.
I'm on the phone for a while.
All right. Hey, Mr. Reagan.
Where's he going?
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony show. How are you, sir?
Hello. You have awakened the spirit of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, so you get it. So, but again, that's like one of his famous ones, and that's he's like he doesn't do shit ones like yeah. Reagan.
Yeah, Charlie has 38 of them though, which is a curious number. I guess he has them locked in, probably.
There we go.
Unless it's Jover.
I mean, it felt like it was Jover for a bit, but now the stream's coming back. Mm-hmm. So now we are so back.
I was about to ask if we were cooked.
We keep going from Jover to cooked, so we're so
chopped,
back.
To chopped in a good way.
Get through, you do need to relax and put that same intensity in the training that you've just shown now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, from a dancing perspective, Lewis.
Well, for me, more performance.
It never even occurred to me. Corey probably hates taking this, like, even friendly game show criticism, because they are saying real things. They're not like scathing, but that like I forgot that as the type of person he is
ice scathing.
See, Charlie's wrong. Charlie's wrong,
guys.
Stuff like
I had to look at the taking, camera like Jim.
Taking feedback like this must like really be hard for like. We know that he's not very good at hiding his emotions, so I want to see the camera cut back to him and see if he like looks like he's having a hard time, because like you knowing Corey, this must be a nightmare.
Yeah, dude, because he hates any type of like not even criticism, even like a question of what he's doing.
This is like his Bill and Ted 2 room. He walked in here and like a Dutch angle version of these judges are like telling him he needs to work harder.
Performance, the way you opened the number, I loved you.
I think we're down, but I don't think I'm going to connect again.
You're so fucking...
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's your buddy Zeke. You guys done talking about me?
No, we were talking about Charlie.
Talking about Charlie, we moved on.
But you guys think I'm an internet? You guys think I'm an internet tough guy? Is that what you think I am?
No, I don't remember. We were talking about.
No, we forgot. We were talking to Charlie. We forgot about you.
What's your thing?
That's good. So you guys think I'm full of shit? You guys think you got education on me?
No.
You think your little followers are going to support you guys when you guys are spreading this bullshit on the internet?
The whole point I called
you is you guys need to better yourselves, because what you're doing is wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. You can make fun of me all you want. You can broadcast me. You can make fun of me. You can cancel me. You can put words in my mouth about gay people, transphobic, whatever you want to say, but I'm not like that. What you guys are doing is wrong, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, fair enough. I mean, our stream isn't even up right now, so.
Who is this?
I know, but what you guys are doing is wrong. Seriously, man, you guys are men, right?
All
right,
no.
Don't you have families and wives, seriously?
Yeah, I don't identify like that.
No. We get it, man.
You can't have an educated conversation. You want everyone to agree with you.
Nah, man, we get it. You were right. We were wrong.
Yeah.
No, you're making fun of me, because you know what? You're going to be doing the same crap next time and next week. And you know what? You guys are... Why should I tell you what business I ran so you guys can freaking stalk me?
Dude, we're over it, man. It's fine. Say whatever you want.
I don't... Zeke, you said your name was? What was it?
Yeah, that's my real name. Ezekiel.
You said you wanted to get educated.
That's not a fake name.
You said you wanted to get educated.
Yeah, go ahead and educate me. Go ahead and educate me.
No, you said you wanted. You said you wanted to get educated. You said you wanted to sock me.
So now you're making fun of the way I talk.
No, dude. Honestly, don't even.
Because you talk fat. No, you said you wanted to sock me. Wasn't that what you said?
Stalk me.
Oh, I thought you meant like suck my dick with your mouth.
I'm a Mexican. I talk fucking funny. Big fucking deal.
I don't know. I don't think Mexicans
make fun of the way people talk.
No, I love Mexicans. Second best race for sure. I mean, I'm not gonna root against the home team, but if you're gonna suck,
you know
what?
I just don't understand what your purpose for the better of the world is, the better of the internet, the better of your life. I just don't understand it. It fucking bothered me.
You know, it's okay,
so I don't
man.
Have the right to.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's all going to be
publicly.
It's all going to be just fine.
I'm not doing it publicly.
It's all going to be just fine, dude.
I'm not doing it publicly.
It's going to be just fine.
So what about the guy on the bottom who never says nothing? What's his opinion?
He's the one talking to you.
Yeah, I'm the one talking to you. What do you mean?
I thought we were having a real moment. I'm not watching TV. I'm not smoking a square one. I don't know what you guys are fucking talking about.
Oh, you went
Dude,
back
he remembers
to re-watch
everything
he
was doing.
Yeah, he took notes.
What? Dude, it's fine. It's over. What are you talking about? You said your piece. We said our piece. Like, that's that. That's how it goes.
Yeah, move on. Jesus.
Why don't you guys move on
you
and get some better
us.
Fucking content?
We
you
did
called
move
us,
on.
Said you wanted to sock me off. I'm like, what the hell is that?
All right, get over the word. Why don't you get some better content? Why don't you do something productive?
Because we don't want to. We don't want to.
Why don't you go work at a comedy shop and make some money doing stand-up if you're so
work at a comedy
funny.
Shop? What are you, like a joke store with like with dog poop or whatever?
Yeah, you know, the joke store called. They're out of you.
We got dudes who are funny.
We got new peanuts that turn into snakes.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Who do you think's funny then?
Yeah, who's Mount Rushmore?
Who do I think's funny?
Yeah, what's your cup of tea?
Who do I think's funny? What year? What era?
Just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Anything,
five.
Whatever pops in your head, man. I love how such a simple question. No one can answer.
Because he doesn't want to drop a land by because his favorite's like
that
Gallagher.
That guy they call Fluffy.
Oh, please,
hey, man, you know what? He's pretty good. That's great, man. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, you said your piece.
We really said our piece.
You
fizzled out there.
And, like, that's good. Now we just kind
of... Well, Tattoo Dude got pretty pissed off at me. He got pretty pissed off. He wanted to square up down there, didn't he? Yeah.
No, that's why we yelled at him. That's why we turned his mic off.
Yeah.
Because we were like, dude, that's ridiculous what you did.
He got mad. I ruffled a feather. That's a good thing. You know why? Because I spoke some truth.
Yeah.
You guys ain't had no one had any balls to talk
You're
to
right.
you guys.
You're right. The truth really, like, it cut to the bone, and now we're really second-guessing what we should do.
Yeah.
And then you guys tried putting words in my mouth saying I was transphobic. Them people can do whatever they want. It's a free world. People can love who they want. Don't put words in my mouth because you guys have issues with people. Don't be putting fucking words in my mouth and cancel me and all this bullshit. That's
I mean, all
wrong.
We did,
you guys
we just
put words in my mouth.
No, that's not true. I mean, if anything, you got to take responsibility for your thoughts and your statements.
Dude,
yeah,
I build
it's
transmission
freedom of speech.
Guys. Every Ford F-150, that's my fucking work
that
on that.
Freedom of
hell yeah, that's
you
awesome, man.
You guys think
man.
I'm full of shit?
No, I think it's
I'm
awesome.
Full of shit?
No, yeah. I think it rocks, dude.
Okay.
You know what? You guys have no fucking integrity, man. You guys fucking have no fucking integrity.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Laugh. Keep laughing. Keep laughing, fucking Harvard degree. Keep fucking laughing because your fucking degree
National
means nothing.
National Lampoon. Ever
it
heard
means
of it?
Nothing.
I'm a Lampoon.
What?
You ever heard of National Lampoon?
Yeah, he was the editor.
Yes. Animal House 3.
Yeah, Chevy Chase. Yeah, I know the fuck
no,
Chevy Chase is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way younger than Chevy Chase.
Ever heard of National Lampoon's Last Resort?
Last Resort. Broken Lizard. Ever talk to him? Thank you.
I don't even know
Club
what
Dread.
Is, man.
All right,
yeah,
man. Well, hey,
you're not
dude.
In on the culture. You don't know Broken Lizard.
You know what,
Beer
man?
Fest.
When it all comes down to it, you drop some knowledge. You schooled us, and now there's nothing else to do.
I did school you.
You did.
I did school you.
I agree, man. You schooled us, and now it's like there's nothing else to do, right?
Actually, there is something to do. I got to go to fucking work tomorrow.
Damn, what time, bro?
You know what? I'm going to be there at 6 a.m. I'm going to be making me some money.
Bright
maybe
and early,
a million
baby.
Fucking dollars.
$1 million right. at the gay porn
what
store.
Do you guys got to do tomorrow? You guys got to go to work in a fucking shop? You got some real work to do? You're going to push buttons on a fucking computer all day?
No, yeah, I got to.
Making
yeah.
fun of people.
I got to go to a sweatshop tomorrow. I'm only going to make like 40 cents an hour.
I'm working with my hands at the cheese sandwich factory.
I hate when millionaires break me down and tell it like it is.
I can't believe you're punching down on us right now.
I am punching down on you. Know why? Because you guys punch down on fucking people who need help.
Like who?
You're saying we're better than Corey, though.
Why don't you help the community that people follow you? Why don't you give them advice so they can better their lives?
I don't know if you heard our programming
with some.
I don't know if you heard our other caller. We've donated $60,000 in toys to underprivileged kids every Christmas. So I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I got my own kids. I don't have money to be given to the world. I don't run that business anymore. My brother does.
So you don't run the world? You didn't give to charity when you were making millions of dollars?
I gave a little bit. I didn't give $60,000.
Well, yeah,
must have been a little bit.
I think you should really take a long, hard look in the mirror and think about yourself.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing, though, is you're making money off ill intent.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
And you're working, your kids are just growing up.
Do they know what you're doing to make the money?
Cats in the cradle and the silver.
You better not tell them either. Because they don't know.
I might.
You better
I
not.
Might.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I know we've been having fun, but you better not.
What are you going to do, come after me? You're threatening me?
I might have to. I might have to come after you if you tell our advertisers.
Well, you know where Detroit is, right? Come get me.
If you tell our advertisers.
Drop the pen. Okay, you said Detroit?
If you tell our advertisers, oh my God, I don't know what I'll do.
We still have Dope Best with the Zohan going on 15 years, I think.
I don't know, man.
Don't Mess with the Zohan? Did you like that?
I don't even know what that is.
The Adam Sandler movie? Right. He's a hairdresser speaking English? Yeah. I'm tired of you.
You know what? It's been a journey of ups and downs tonight, Zeke. But, like, you told it how it is, and there's really nothing else that can be done.
Which guy am I talking to? The Boston hat guy?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Loudmouth guy? Kiss, yep. The Kiss shirt guy?
It says Piss.
What's your favorite fucking Kiss song? What's your favorite Kiss
Detroit
song?
Rock
no, it
City.
Says Piss.
Detroit Rock City?
It doesn't say Kiss. Wah, it says wah, Piss. Wah,
wah, wah. Love Gun's pretty good, too.
Love Gun rocks.
Yeah.
Aren't you Detroit?
Have a good
Aren't you in
it?
Detroit? Are you
Strutter.
Kidding me?
Come on, Strutter. Can we all agree on Kiss? They're like, yeah, these are all
great. Is
this
our common ground?
Cowards.
You're all right, bro.
Yeah, you know, you're all right, Zeke.
Well, you guys were trying to dog me when you thought I wasn't fucking watching.
Yo,
So I could hear what you had to fucking say about me behind my fucking back.
We knew you could hear us. No, we're not stupid. Yeah. We're putting it on the internet. We know when people
No,
can
but
say
we
it.
Think you're all right now. We messed up when we did that.
Our bad.
Yeah, right. You're going to keep doing it again tomorrow. You're going to be picking on old ladies, tripping kids.
Tripping kids. I might trip a kid or two.
Assholes, man. I knew people like you in high school. Fucking assholes, man.
Yeah, I mean, you don't call into a show like ours if you didn't know guys like us in high school.
What are you, class of 89, Zeke?
Yeah.
88.
Oh, fuck yeah. Good year, man. Did you go see Back to the Future 2 in theaters?
I went seeing Van Halen at the Monsters of Rock.
How was it? Was it good?
It was fucking great.
Zeke,
it's kind of the same. Yeah.
When it comes to porn, do you,
You guys are making fun of old school people. That's what you guys are doing.
No,
we're
not.
You guys have no fucking class, man.
Zeke, when it comes to porn, do you like a storyline or do you like Gonzo, like just a bunch of scenes in a row?
I don't watch that shit, man. I ain't got time.
Hell yeah.
I play music.
Too busy. Yeah, I'm too busy working too, man.
You play music.
I got records. I got fucking music. I got.
How big's your collection, pal?
I got shit to do.
How big's your collection?
What?
Your record collection. How big is it?
Yeah.
I've been collecting since 82.
Gotta be pretty big then.
15, 20.
Probably about 1,000.
You put them in alphabetical? How you order those joints?
Dude,
I got too many to put them in alphabetical order.
Damn, how you finding the record?
Shoot the shit with Zeke. It's kind of chill, dude. You're kind of cool, dude.
You know what it's called? It's called musical schizophrenia. You don't have to fucking have them in alphabetical order or a genre or whatever people fucking call it to enjoy some. You just pull it out and you hear it.
Best Man. Stooges album, if we're talking about Detroit, bro.
I got
Best
everything
Stooges?
From the Bad Brains to freaking... Yeah. Whatever. I mean, name it. I probably got it.
Yeah. The what about Best Stooges album? I'm a Funhouse guy myself. I don't know about you. Are you a fucking
Iggy
Seek
Pop?
And Destroy? Iggy Pop.
He's a little weird. He's a little light in the loafers. I don't
light
know,
in the
man.
Loafers, but he's Detroit as hell,
you
man.
You better not be
what
bullying.
What are you going to say
That's
about
Detroit.
Me if I fucking like Iggy Pop and the MC5?
Kick out the jams, motherfucker.
Kick out the jam, motherfuckers. You're all right, bro.
Yeah, you're okay, man. We like you now.
Oh, you're not mad at me? You're not going to gang up on me now?
You know
no,
what? I'm
fun
not
of me
mad
and
at
making
you.
Making fun of my mom?
No, we just, your mom. We just want to hang out with you.
I was making fun of his mom, right. Remember?
Yeah,
you
even
want me to,
Mike
you want
said
me to call
he's
back
not mad.
Next Friday?
Absolutely
you do?
Not.
You to...
Yeah, please don't.
Please
I would,
don't do
I
that.
Really I promise I won't. Didn't.
I promise I won't say the fuck word so much.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God, dude.
Okay, this is a beautiful thing. This
Zeke,
is a beautiful thing.
Who keeps an eye on you?
Yeah, what's in
charge? Who's in charge of you?
I have no parents. My kids are moved out. I got one home. My wife, you know, that's about it. It's pretty much me, man. I make my own rules. I was self-employed for over 20 years. I don't really have anyone watching me.
What are we smoking? Are we smoking brisket in Detroit?
Yeah, you smoking that loud or what?
It's summertime. Are you smoking?
No, I don't have time to smoke loud. I told you guys I had a fucking heart attack. I got a couple stints.
Did you?
I don't remember that at all.
New lore.
This is brand new.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, you got to stop yelling in your backyard, Zeke. If I could, I don't know if I'm a doctor. Yeah. You got to stop finding stuff on your algorithm and yelling at them in your backyard.
You know what? That shit's real. I'm not fucking making it up.
I started watching it.
Listen, dudes, I started watching one of them fucking videos. It's called, like, American History X something. And the dude fucking pissed me off because he had so much hatred.
That's a movie.
And it was so ignorant. It was, would you say it's a movement?
It's a movie. It's Edward Norton in a film.
No, no, this wasn't the movie. This was a documentary.
Damn, don't watch that.
What do you think of the movie, though? Pretty good.
Oh, I know. It puts poison in your freaking heart and puts it in your head. That's why I got pissed off when I heard you guys. I'm like, man, why are these fucking dudes doing this shit?
For what it's worth, we don't hate races. We're just making fun of a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Why, though?
I'm not trying to, like, change your mind. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, he's just letting you know.
You could tell me. I'll listen.
It's just fun.
Oh, I'm just saying we're not racist. It's kind of crazy how
we
showed up in your algorithm if you're getting like a lot of racist stuff, because we're not really racist. We do make fun of a guy though. I was just saying like this kind of a difference.
You know what?
I tried to watch you guys, I swear to God, a couple days ago, and I was like, man, what's up with these dudes? Why am I mad?
We were asking that a lot too, Zeke.
Yeah, you know what? Why are you mad, Zeke?
Because I fucking watched you guys.
No, it wasn't us. What really is making you mad?
But Zeke, it does seem like you want to engage with us. And it seems like if we made you so mad,
I want to engage with you. You know why? Because I want to understand the differences in this country and why fucking people got to struggle so much. Why can't fucking people just try to say, you know what? I'm backing off, man. This dude needs help. Give him fucking $5.
Hell yeah.
Give a homeless dude $5 even if you ain't got it.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of a different subject, right? Like, us making fun of a celebrity is sort of different than, like, being mean to, like, a mentally ill, like, war veteran or something,
dude,
right?
Dude, he is mentally ill.
No, but, like, did you...
We don't know that,
I'm being serious right now. Like, there is a difference between taking, like, a celebrity who puts weird stuff out there, and whether you agree or disagree...
Which guy am I talking to?
I'm the tattoo guy you hate. And I don't hate you. I'm just making a joke. There's a difference between there's a difference between making fun of a celebrity who like puts stuff out there that is pretty like bad at times. And like, I mean, you compared that to like, why don't you give money to a homeless guy? Like, I feel like those are two pretty different things. Like, that's kind of putting us in a box and saying that you think that since our show is making fun of a guy, that our whole lives must just kind of be that one note. Is that what you think?
Yeah, kind of, man. It seemed like it hurt that dude's feelings, you know?
Which one, me?
I mean, Corey Feldman is on the fucking internet, you know, calling you guys out. And I'm like, man, this guy's kind of bothered by these dudes. And it felt like you guys were like... ganging up on him, stalking him and shit.
Did you watch the video where he went online and got mad at us? That's the one you saw?
A little bit.
So I'm just throwing it out there.
I've been busy.
Yeah, just being honest. So like the weird thing about that video is that he's mad at us because he thinks that we did something that we didn't do.
You kind of have to watch the video, Zeke, like, to get the full context, because he was on the internet lying about us.
Yeah, like you can believe it is. Everything's going to be he said, she said. But I think if you watched the whole video, at the very least, you would see that two different groups are saying like two different things happened. But there's a pretty definitive moment where he claims something happened and then we show that thing and it's just like a totally different thing. And that kind of makes you wonder, like, what is he being hyperbolic about, right? Like, maybe we're annoying, but maybe he's also kind of just saying stuff and you sort of just believe him because he said it, maybe, right? There's a chance.
I mean, I don't know any of you guys, including him, you know, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's just like I told you, when your life flashes before your eyes and you think you're going to fucking die and you ride to the hospital in an ambulance, when you fucking wake up, shit changes, man.
So that happened. That's your stents. You're speaking from experience, right?
That happened to me. Father's Day.
I'm sorry to hear that, Zeke. That shouldn't have happened to you, man.
I'm okay. You know what? It should have happened because I'm a fucking Mexican and I eat fucking chorizo too much.
Well, is chorizo bad for your heart?
Do they got good Mexican food in Detroit?
Fucking the best. It's a Mexican town, Verner Street.
Actually, I was in Detroit in the fall. And yeah, I mean, I loved visiting Detroit when I went there.
Well, next time you're there, fucking let me know. I'll buy you dinner.
I feel
friendship.
Well, Zeke, it seems like you want to fight us. I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
I haven't gotten a fight in a long time.
Zeke, I'm just goofing.
I got mad.
I know, Zeke. I'm just goofing around.
It is great. Just shooting the shit with Zeke.
Yeah, because they have a lot of like Middle Eastern food there. When I was there, it was very good.
Oh, I don't know.
But I'm for real. I'm not. Everything I told you tonight's not a lie.
I don't.
We don't think you're lying. I think it's sort of what we said when you got off. Like, yeah, I was talking a lot of shit, knowing that you could hear me. But I think the big thing was I'm confused why you want us to explain ourselves to you, a stranger. And I keep in mind, like, I know where you're coming from. You're not loving the thing we're doing. But then I also wonder why we need to be something that's for you, right? Because not everything is for everyone, right? That's
it's public.
Sure.
Feels weird to like you guys because you guys are kind of like, I don't know, man. You're kind of hurt people, man.
Well, but you know how earlier I said that, like, it feels like you took the us clowning on Corey thing and sort of like turned it into our whole identities. But then during this conversation, when we're not like arguing, we were allowed to like talk about music and food and stuff. And we were reasonable and you probably didn't have a problem with us, which kind of proves that like people are more than one thing. And a YouTube channel and a live stream, especially a comedy live stream, is going to be a very specific aspect of somebody's personality, right? So, like, that's got to be something that's not lost on you, correct? Like, I don't think you just call people all day.
I'm actually a pretty funny guy.
So there we go. Like, my only exposure to you is talking to you on the phone. But I don't think you just spend all day calling YouTube channels and telling them your opinion.
Never.
I don't think that.
First time ever.
Exactly. It would be weird for me to think that. So wouldn't it be a little weird for you to just assume that, like, yes, we're openly making fun of a guy, we're publicly making fun of a guy, and often, but that doesn't just, like, that just isn't our entire identity.
If my phone hangs up, I'm not dogging you. It's probably only got 10%, but I appreciate your guys' time. I'm sorry if I made you mad, if I called you names. I'm calm down now.
All right.
You know what, Zeke? I'm sorry as well. I usually don't fly off the handle like I did.
He doesn't.
So I apologize as well, Zeke. I don't think you're a sack of shit, and I'm sorry I made fun of your mom.
Thank you. You know what? Because a lot of people made fun of my mom because of the way she spoke.
No, that's not right, dude.
I didn't learn how to speak English till I was 5 years old.
Realistically, we're
fun of fucking kids.
I think racist stuff is stupid. So you'll notice that the time I got the most mad at you was when you tried to make it seem like I wanted to call you a racial slur, which I promise never even crossed my mind, Zeke. I was too busy trying to think. I kept just calling you a sack of shit.
You called me a sack of shit?
Well, yeah.
That's worse than a tomato picker.
See, the thing is, sack of shit's really funny, right? It's a fun thing to call someone. But then I called you that once, and I couldn't think of anything else to call you, and I was all mad, so I just kept calling you that.
You fell apart.
Well, I forgive you.
Well, thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
Zeke, this is what we call the friendship arc. We always strive for the friendship arc. It's where we can find common ground with someone who maybe didn't love us at the offset.
You know, my best friend that you guys didn't believe me I've had since the 70s, well, maybe like 82.
Bullshit.
The reason we're still friends, we talk today. He lives in Denver, is because he was fucking funnier than me in school, and it made me mad. I'm like, man, why is this guy getting all the laughs? Guys who made people laugh back then got the chicks.
So we grew
our fucking hair long and played instruments. That's how we got the chicks back in the 80s, is we grew our hair long, we started bands, and we learned fucking songs.
Hell yeah.
No, it's clear that that's very important to you.
Hell yeah.
It's very important. It's part of my soul. It's my identity.
Yeah, no, like I said, that's if I can say I have one takeaway from you, it's that music is super important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I got a YouTube page. You can make fun of me. You can cancel me. You can put it this way. I post mistakes when I play because I'm not that Giacomo guy who's going to fucking fake his music and edit shit and do it for views. If I get 4 views, that's all I'm going to get.
Yeah, no, that's fine,
man. I
know
what I can play. I play to my ability.
What do you play? I assume it's guitar because you talk about guitar a lot. Or is it guitar?
I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer.
Oh, shit,
and a bass
really?
Player.
I'll be honest, Zeke, I barely drum. I play bass, but I said drums and bass because I was trying to impress you, Zeke.
I've been playing drums since 1981.
Yeah, I only play bass. I could sit down at a drum set, but I'm not a drummer. I'm a bass player. But you know about music, Zeke. You know that the drummer and the bass player, they're basically like the opposite sides of the same coin, my friend. So
I know that. I love the bass. I play the bass and I play the drums. And, you know, it's just that's how I flex. I flex with music.
Well, thank you, Zeke. Thank you for apologizing. And thank you for accepting my apology.
I accept it. You know, I'm going to wake up to say, oh, you know, people are probably going to watch your video and hear it. And they're going to go, this guy's a fucking asshole. But you know what? Them people don't mean nothing to me.
For what it's worth,
you
Zeke,
know what I mean?
I bet you they'll think that when we were arguing, but I bet they won't think that when they hear this part.
Yeah, they'll love the friendship.
We have a pretty reasonable
on the internet now.
No, we're not live now, but this we're recording.
Yeah,
it's
we're recording. Yeah, it's
you can
not
record.
Live.
I don't give a shit. No. I'm not a bad dude.
Oh, no. We're not like saying like, haha, we're recording. We're like doing the show. It's just not always live. We're having trouble with the live stuff right now. But our audience is relatively reasonable. They're very nice. They're in a lot of ways. Sometimes I'm surprised some of them like us, but they'll like this part about you, Zeke. I don't think you need to go away assuming that like, there's an audience out there listening to you that dislikes you, whether it bothers you or not. I don't think there will be once they get to this point of the show.
You know, they say be careful what you wish for. I never wish to be famous. I never wish to be an asshole. But sometimes it happens. You know, sometimes you present yourself as an asshole because you lose your temper and you get angry. And you guys struck a chord with me. You know why? Because when I was a kid, fucking people go, tomato picker. I go home, I tell my mom, I go, Ma, what's a tomato picker? And she goes, ¿Quién te dijo eso? That means, who told you that? I said, the dudes at school did. Dude, I had fucking terrible haircuts, you know, never went to a barber. If you're Mexican, this is true. I don't care, you post it. Fucking make a meme about it. Mexican people never fucking hire anybody. We don't hire plumbers. We don't hire electricians. We don't hire auto mechanics. We don't hire barbers. We fucking do everything ourselves because we got to fucking... We ain't got no fucking money when you're, you know what I mean? We're legal. I'm legal. There was 19 of us came here in the 20s. Mm. But that's the way it was. People fucking tease you if you got long hair in fucking 1979.
Well, I'm sorry they did that, Zeke. You didn't, you know, it happens. I'm sorry that happened to you. You know, kids can be mean.
But I'm not a fucking victim. I'm not one of these fucking idiots.
No, it's not like that.
School up because someone pissed them off.
I feel like you can say, hey, it's a shame that happened without trying to make it seem like you're some woe is me victim or anything. Yeah. It's simply like, hey, that's a bummer that happened. I don't think that's cool.
It isn't cool. And I don't teach my kids that. I got beautiful daughters and my kids don't hate me.
And you know what? Since we're calm,
grandkids, they don't hate me.
I will tell you, Zeke. I genuinely do, and this is a true belief. I bring this up a lot. I do truly think there's a difference between like what we do, where we make fun of Corey Feldman, pretty aggressively and openly. But one of the things we don't do is we're not like shoving it in his face. We're not sending him links. We're not saying, "Hey, look at this." Hey, tagging him and stuff. We like the goal isn't to. I've used the comparison. It's kind of the difference between like shoving someone in a locker versus just kind of like talking shit behind someone's back. Like, you could argue that neither of them are good, but obviously they're not the same thing. And so I that's one of my things, is that I know when we get called bullies sometimes, I would say we do a pretty good job of just making fun of someone, but not like bullying him. And that's a line that I draw. I feel like that's kind of the difference between making fun of someone and bullying someone.
I got you.
So,
see, I'm going to look like a fool because I'm defending the guy and I really don't care about him. I like the Goonies. I like that movie. What's it, where he's, the Burbs.
You know,
the Burbs go to.
Yeah, Burbs is great.
You know, the thing, Zeke, one of the big things about people that find our channel is it's people that didn't know any better. And I'm not necessarily putting you in that group, but I am saying it's a lot of people that like have very little exposure to him outside of his movies and then go like, oh, I didn't know any of this stuff. Whether it like they're on our side about it or not, often it is just like, it's not like we expect everybody to have seen everything and read everything. Most of the people that find our channel are just people that are like, oh yeah, I'd seen him in a couple movies and I had no idea he was ever on this show or had ever done this song
had music
or
at all.
Yeah, had music at all, like anything like that. So you're not uncommon as far as the types of people that sometimes stumble upon us for that reason.
So have you guys really had 100 freak? I told you I wasn't going to cuss. You guys had 100 dudes calling just like me.
So actually,
there's 100 motherfuckers just like me.
Well, so did you hear the call that called in? There was maybe like 20 minutes after you, that Charlie guy.
No.
Oh, okay. It's really funny because the guy I was talking about actually happened to
call in
like super right after you, and it is.
Oh, the slow dude.
I hope so.
He was like a slow Mexican guy. He talked kind of slow.
No,
probably not.
Get his ass.
No. I think that was Nick. there's a.
That's true.
The thing is that people call us often and say, kind of like what you said. The idea, it's what I mentioned to you earlier. The idea of like, hey, I don't like you, or I don't find what you're doing funny. Why aren't you doing something else? We get that that call.
I said it.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the, when I say we get a lot of calls like that, it's that guy. It's the guy that in my eyes, this is like, hey man, if we're not your cup of tea, then it's weird that you're still listening to us. But we get the guy that calls saying like, hey, make me laugh, or hey, why aren't you, like, I don't think you're funny, and here's the reasons why. We get that call a lot. But I mean, I would imagine a lot of comedy shows do, but I mean, we do. So when
it
I say 100 calls
me
like
tomorrow
yours
at work, if I didn't call you back, it would have bothered me because I got to work tomorrow and Sunday. I'm on 7 days till the 4th of July. It sucks, but
grinding.
I make good money.
Yeah.
And it's a hard job. I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you I build fucking transmission dies.
I was honest.
I believe you.
You got a lot of gym in them to catch up on. I was, we got a lot of episodes.
Yeah, man. We've been doing this for a long time. It wasn't always about Corey. We've been doing this for 18 years, Zeke. So yeah. think about like, well, you as a person. Like, think about you 18 years ago. Maybe you're different, but think about like people and how much they change over 18 years. Our show is 18 years old. So imagine how many different versions of identities this show has had over the years.
What? And I just fucking got the first time I ever Jim and them. And then it popped up again today. I'm like, man, who are these freaking dudes?
That's the internet though, right? Isn't that the internet? I'm sure you know this. Like when someone's like talking about
Destiny,
like a TikTok guy, and you're like, I've never heard of this guy. How does the entire world know him? That's just how the internet is now, man.
Yeah, I don't. I have no social media other than a YouTube. I got no Facebook. I got no Instagram. I got no whatever people got. I got none of it.
Well, if you ever get one, you can follow me. I'll follow you if you ever get one, Zeke.
Get a what?
If you ever get an Instagram, Zeke, and you start putting up guitar clips,
Zeke,
I'll follow you.
I'm a drummer.
I know, but if you get it, but your drummer is for your YouTube. If you ever get an Instagram and start putting up guitar clips, that's what I'll follow.
Yeah, Zeke.
Dude, there's way many. There's 13-year-old girls who are way better than I'll ever be. I ain't going to embarrass myself on Instagram. That thing's flooded with people who, what do? They mime their shit. They don't even play for real.
Yeah. Yeah,
that shit's fake on there.
Not us. That's why I don't put up my bass playing videos, Zeke. I'm bad too.
All right, man. Well, Zeke.
I like how it turned into no you hanging up.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling back.
Thanks for the friendship arc, Zeke.
I'm glad we could hash it out and get to the friendship arc with you, my man.
I'll delete my negative comment because I was mad today.
Uh-oh. What did it say?
Zeke, we give you permission to read it and we won't be mad. In fact, it would be funny now.
Yeah, what's the comment?
What does it say?
Well, let me find it. I'm on my
put
phone.
Put on my reading glasses.
I'll read it to you.
Yeah, what's it say?
I wish you guys would have fucking read it, guys. Like, people never read this shit. Why am I even fucking put it on there?
Yeah,
find
you're
it.
Like, what am I doing?
We might have read it later.
Whatever you put on today at like lunchtime, maybe it's from a couple days ago.
Oh, it's on a different
video. It was on a different video.
That's good. Oh, okay.
That's good. He's like so mad earlier.
Oh, I was at work. I was fucking mad.
Which video did
I was like, man,
over?
What the fuck are these dudes doing?
I think it was the Corey.
Oh my god, you put my name on there, Zeke and them.
Yeah, I did call those.
Oh wait, is it that one?
I really don't care.
I don't know.
Then yeah, we did see it, Zeke.
I don't.
No. That was after his call.
Comment?
No, I didn't see his comment.
I guess we only saw it after the call.
No, because I had to our stream dropped, so I had to remake it.
Yeah.
So when I remade it after his call, yeah, I just called it Zeke and then because he had just called in.
You know what? It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. If it helps you out, fine.
You're unofficial.
Don't bully me I don't want to be bullied, man.
Don't worry. We won't bully you, Zeke.
No, we got the best.
We're at the very least, we're friendly acquaintances. You don't have to call us friends. Dude, I'm going to call you a friend, but you don't have to call me a friend. I won't be mad.
Dude, I'm married to a Mexican. She's tougher than any motherfucking dude I know.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's go.
Jeff, you have a Mexican girlfriend, don't you?
Me too. Let's go.
Yeah, Jeff has a Mexican girlfriend.
Oh my God. Adios mio, am I right? Come on.
Well, no wonder why we're so fucking soft and mad at bullies. We're fucking getting...
Yeah, we're getting bullied every day, me and him.
Thanks a ton,
well,
Zeke.
Thank you, man. Yeah, you get some rest. You got work in the morning, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Stay strong till 4th of July, Zeke.
If my
Zeke.
Mercedes transmission goes out, I'll hit you up. If my Mercedes goes out.
Ford F-150, that's my work in that transmission.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay,
that's Jim then. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
All right, man. I'll call you next Friday.
All right. You don't have to,
Zeke. Bye, dude. Love you, Zeke.
Later.
Friend for life, Zeke.
I almost took out my headphones like the show was over. I literally reached for my headphones and started
Zeke
to take
left.
Them off.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, I miss him already.
I'm not above a friendship arc. As soon as Zeke proved that he was worthy of that friendship arc, that olive branch was there.
And I mean, at this point, we probably just have to save this.
Yeah, like, I think the show's over.
Yeah, we're gonna have to start this ice skating thing over too.
We only made it 9 minutes into that. Oh man.
Wow.
Fun show though.
Yeah, I just wish the fucking stream wasn't fucking up.
The stream would be going crazy.
It was
It was
a cursed show for sure. Whether it wound up finding its footing, it was a cursed show.
Cursed show, but a great show.
Yeah, no, I was letting the Discord know that the friendship arc was in process. Everyone's loving it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they were there, they would already be like leaving Google reviews on his business.
Actually, shit, we should see Zeke will tell us what his business is now, and we'll get the goons to leave him good reviews on Yelp.
But, trying to think. Is there a palate cleanser I have?
I don't know. You have a guy exploding or anything?
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, yeah, this guy exploded.
Actually, there's a quick one.
There's a little kid getting hit by a train.
Where is it?
Look at those upload speeds. That's crazy.
Dude, Zeke probably saw the download and upload speed and was like,
"Oh
yeah,
man,
shit!
He
I need
felt
to be
like shit.
Like, I need to be friends with these guys actually now.
Yeah,
that dude's
are they
got
in
23 up?
Are they a Korean StarCraft?
Yeah.
Team?
Are they an internet cafe?
Yeah. I hope this shit doesn't fucking happen again, though. I wish I knew what the fuck it was. Because again, like,
it's popped
it
up once or twice in the past, right?
I mean, but those are like related to other things. Like I could narrow it down.
Right.
Because like I said, I can't really be the internet because we had someone on a call. Like if it was the internet, that would be doing it. I don't know. Maybe it's just something with YouTube. But then again, maybe it's OBS. I don't know.
You know? Oh, wait. I'm going to save it for favorite part of the show because I have a favorite part of the show.
Real quick. I have two quick videos. Here's a TikTok that Jake sent me.
Oh.
That I was like,
all right, guys. Which game is better, Iron Man 1 or Green Lantern? Green Lantern, baby, yeah!
Okay, is that true, Mike? You're a video game guy.
Green Lantern, baby, yeah!
I mean, can't even contain his excitement.
So those two games came out at the era of, like, video games based on movies and especially comic movies were so bad that they stopped making licensed video games. Yeah. So both of those are pretty bad, to be honest.
So Green Lantern, though.
But Green Lantern must be better.
Green Lantern,
right?
Actually, yeah! Green Lantern is a little bit better. Yeah. Iron Man, I had a great demo, though.
Ooh. All right, guys. Which game is better, Iron Man 1 or Green Lantern?
Green
Lantern, baby, yeah!
Ellie doesn't even give it a second.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, what's better, Iron Man 1 or Green Lantern?
I like that it's Iron Man 1, yeah. As if there were an Iron Man 2.
Green Antler. Was there not even a 2?
No, there wasn't.
No.
Which game is better? Green Lantern or Spider-Man 3? Spider-Man 3, baby!
Oh, no way! Okay.
Spider-Man 3 is a worse version of Spider-Man 2, is just a legitimately good video game.
I love one of the comments. Had no clue there was a Green Lantern game.
Matty D, wake up, bro.
Yeah, lost that
time. I like this guy.
You guys been telling me that I've been wanting to do a food review.
What I like about this one, I haven't seen any of these. I only saw that one that Jake sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Is now that he's in public, you can tell he's not as comfortable as when he's like hanging out with his games. Like, because it is hard. I mean, even when we're vlogging, sometimes I feel weird.
Dude, remember when we were at Universal? No, when we were at Disney and you wanted to do the jump over the camera thing?
Oh,
I was like crawling in my skin, embarrassed.
When we're at Disney Sea, right? We jump in frame.
Because you used that in the compilation thing, and I was so embarrassed.
So I get it, but yeah, you can hear how he's like, "All right, well, I'm going to do a food review now." No bacon.
Tots, no bacon.
Ooh. Hey, there's Delilah playing in the background.
Yeah.
They're dry.
Did he spit it out or just eat?
I think
one?
He ate the second piece, but with some gusto.
All right, what do we get a score on that?
Okay, the
tater
tots is
kind of
fire. Okay,
they're kind of fire.
All right, kind of live him.
Those onions are all over the place, huh?
I like to get my onion in
there. Yeah, you can't get him in. You can't get him back in. He's trying. That's mostly onion, that bite. That bite's like a tiny bit of bread, but a lot, like, mostly onion. I don't think he got any meat. I don't think there's any meat in that bite at all.
It's just bread and onion.
I'm looking at a bread and onion bite. But it's probably fire.
Hey, Kale, ball around. Why didn't you get any meat in the bite?
Hold on. I just want to hear what he said, because this is like the end. All right, I guess juicy burger.
Juicy onion. Juicy bread onion. And onion bite. You know what? This, right, guys, you know this guy would get along with?
And man?
From your words to my... From your lips to my ears, Jim.
This ice cream.
Woo, yeah, kale... ball around rocks.
Ice cream's pretty good. How about that?
Oh, Caleb all around. You. I'm an idiot.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was Caleb ball around. I didn't notice there was only
Kale
one
Kale ball around.
I thought it was Kale ball around, but yeah, it's Caleb all around.
All around.
Yeah, because he takes food reviews from burgers to ice cream.
I thought it's because he's balling around.
So Green Lantern to ice cream. Cameo is like a thing, an app where you can actually like talk to your celebrities and ask them questions what you want to say, but it costs money though. And I have one also, and you guys can actually, it's like a small little short video that you could do. I could tell you happy birthday or I could tell you anything.
My
Cameo's in my link tree in my bio, and so go buy some.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Go buy some. Oh yes. You know what I want to go do? Buy some.
Hey guys, I'm gonna be streaming Red Dead Revolver on original Xbox, guys. Be there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's streaming.
damn, he's got someone handling shit because he's got discount codes. He's got a Discord server. He's got merch. Although, where's his cameo?
Caleb all around, third to, from the bottom.
One retarded guy can make a bunch of links.
He must have a guy.
He must have like a team.
He must have his own Eric.
But who's teaching him this shit? How much is it?
Oh, wow.
Send a message, $5.
I was going to say $10 or $15. This guy's down at $4.99.
But that's to send a message. It looks like he doesn't... It looks like Valentine's he might not be Day. Active right now.
Valentine's Day.
Because usually it's right here. Oh, you know, yeah. Isn't available right now. Follow to receive email updates. What the fuck?
He's got a roast. Sorry.
Does he?
Yeah. It's fourth. Yeah, let's watch him roast someone.
My name is Trump.
Oh, no.
Because I lift weights at the gym. Gym, yeah!
Yeah.
Is that a roast?
Hi, Courtney. Happy Valentine's Day.
Dude,
which one is better?
I guarantee that if I was still dating my ex-girlfriend, she would go, "Oh no, Mike!
Oh no,
Mike's gonna get me one of these." This is exactly the type of thing that if I had a girlfriend, I would get her for Valentine's Day. Is I'd be like, "Hey, babe, happy Valentine's Day," and it would just be a link, and it would just be a link to this fucking guy saying happy Valentine's Day to her, and I would be over the moon.
Gavin. Or Griffin. Green and Gavin, baby, yeah!
We definitely need a Jim and them as pop culture, baby,
We need him to be like, there's Jim and Jeff and Mike, and then have him decide who's the best.
What's up, Tony? Hope you're having a good day, dude. I know you're going through a lot, but don't worry, dude. Stay in, dude.
Stay in.
You're hanging out with Caleb all around today. You're not the
hell
only
yeah.
one. That has bad days, dude.
Keep all around. He said it.
You have a good day. Be positive. Stay positive. Keep your head up. Smile. And you got this, buddy. Don't let anybody talk to you. Don't let people make you have a bad day. Okay.
Hell yeah,
bye, buddy.
Yeah,
so
this
nice,
guy
like perk me up.
You know who this guy is? This guy is N-Man if he was willing to do the work.
Yes,
because N-Man
yes.
is always talking about what he wants to do.
He talks big,
and he's got a lot of dreams, but he never like puts pen to paper.
This
is N-Man if he put pen to paper.
No, this is N-Man when he made the theme song.
No. Okay, so he does have links, but they don't go anywhere. So he doesn't have his merch, his cameo shut down.
Oh,
what's his variety pack?
Okay.
Just alcohol?
Seltzer.
Yeah, it just must be like a promo code. But yeah, no, we love him though. I mean, we already love Caleb all around.
Yeah.
I want to know.
The chat would be loving this guy.
I want to give him Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which one's better? I mean, it's Mass Effect 2, baby.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but Mass Effect multiplayer. Mass Effect multiplayer is in Mass Effect 3. So.
And there's this other one here. Where the fuck was that? Was it on Twitter?
One of what?
Okay, hold on. Let me get
this. There's only several things that them could apply
another
to.
Another one of these guys.
One of them, and it ain't me and Jeff.
What, TikTokers?
Folks on the internet?
It's a guy with like a pipe through his head. Hey, I hate the Jew. You're like, okay, it's Jew Hater 420. It's a guy with a rail through his head.
So now I assume, I wish I couldn't find this lady's actual TikTok, but I found this on Twitter. I assume she's kind of aware of what she's doing, but I'd love to see more of her videos for context. But this one made me laugh.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. Let me make sure it's formatted properly.
This looks good already.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
This is a lady?
Yeah, that's a look at the lady. Look
if
at the lady,
to,
Mike.
If I had to guess which one she picking.
Yeah, no, exactly. She's doing the
which one she gonna pick?
It's one of it's like those apps, they'll throw like movies up or whatever, but in this case, it's throwing up food and you gotta like move your head to which one you would prefer.
What if the camera thinks her head's in all the directions?
And this is only 22 seconds, but it's gold.
I think she's a tonkatsu ramen type of lady.
Burger. Oh. Now burger or sushi? Burger. Now spaghetti, though. Look at her mouth. Do you see?
PC. Now, I feel like she's probably putting it on, but maybe she's genius.
No, she looks like fucking Haley Steinfeld in Sinners.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think she just stopped thinking about breathing.
Because, yeah, watch her mouth.
Oh, I'm like a gag, dude.
Burger. I want a burger.
Oh, no.
That's how it ends.
She starts drooling, looks terribly, afraid, and goes, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Alfredo, I don't know. Pasta? Or... Yeah, pasta or a nice cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was Sophie's choice for her, bro. She didn't know what to choose.
Oh, yeah. And pardon me if I'm wrong. I know you're Italian and in tune with the African-American community, but I yes. think one of their favorite Italian dishes might be the fettuccine.
Oh, could be.
Might be the Alfredo.
Yes, yeah, it could be the Alfredo.
Because of the cheesy. It's cheesy.
Yeah, it's basically like mac and cheese.
It's like chicken and cheese.
I can't tell y'all how
it's
happy.
It's also so good. I kind of want that.
Y'all must be so happy. You getting to hear this is so much better than having to see it.
It kind of is.
Burger or sushi? Oh, that does look good.
I don't know.
Yeah, can you hear its stomach? Is that what that is?
I know. No, she's just like swallowing.
Like gulping,
spit.
Yeah.
Swallowing
but I mean,
saliva.
Is she doing this? Like, is she just being like, ah, this will be viral? Yeah. I'll like make myself look like a slob, basically.
I think so.
I don't know.
From one slob to another.
I don't know.
Slob to slob, as I like to say.
I need to keep looking away. It's so gross.
I don't know.
She's very distressed at the decision she's being forced to make, and it's very funny.
I don't know. But there you go. There's a couple, just a couple palate cleansers. To finish it off. Wow. Yeah. Cursed / best episode? Potentially. Yeah,
there were best curse big episode. Swaths of this episode that I was not having a good time.
Yeah, but the friendship part.
But so, that's what, but like.
It was a cursed
you
episode.
You gotta remember the people at home, they love that shit, dude.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't matter to me.
True. Well, it matters
not,
to me.
It's not fun to be in the situations I hate, even if I know other people are enjoying it.
But don't you want all of our fans to be kikiing at the water spout?
Yes.
At the work water spout?
Like, I'm happy about the friendship arc. But I'm not stoked on anything else. And that Charlie guy, I'm so over. I had forgotten about him.
He's a fool.
He's such a fucking boring loser.
Favorite part of the show
when Zeke thought Charlie was Nick Saito and described him as a sleepy Mexican.
Oh yeah,
favorite part of the show.
Oh yeah, he was like trying to join up with us bullying somebody, kind of for a second. He's like, oh, that sleepy Mexican. Yeah, he's like, no, fan of the show.
I kind of loved when Charlie did the bit, because like he literally did. Like we were making the goof.
He's trying to do about, Chinese
about being. Being an American that speaks Chinese, going to a Chinese restaurant where they all speak English, but it had nothing to do with that. He was trying to shit talk us, and he just threw it like
MSG.
Yeah, like it was on the brain, like it was stuck in his brain, and there was nothing he could do about it. That was one of my favorite parts. I do love the Charlie friendship arc.
I think Zeke's probably a good husband because he basically was like I got mad. And I knew I was going to sit and dwell on it, so I had to call back and make things good.
Shoot the shit with my boys at Jim and them. Lifelong fan from now on.
Yeah, because he's like, the whole, like, don't go to bed mad kind of thing. If that's how Zeke lives his life, Zeke's
they're
probably
gonna
doing okay.
They're going to open a Universal in Detroit, and we're going to, like, stay the night at Zeke's house, have a barbecue.
Yeah, he's going to buy me dinner, he said.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that the first thing anyone ever does when they see me is they're like, fucking backwards hat, loser,
yeah, backwards hat, tattoos,
piece of shit.
I mean, Felt Duck Summer, I mean, I've forgotten at this point because there's been so many trials and tribulations this whole episode.
Can you pull down this window? Can you do me a favor? I don't want to have to look at this anymore.
All right, we'll pull up Caleb. We'll go back to Caleb all around.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Fell Dog Summer.
It's kind of funny that he has like an AI avatar of himself.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Beast. Kale Ball Around looks like Mr. Beast.
Go to merch.jimandthem.com.
Yes, get your free Zen shirt.
And hey, every dollar that we would have earned from that, we're donating for mental health awareness.
Oh, and also, I mean, 10K a minute. A quick reminder.
Yeah, 10K a
minute. If we ever want to get Corey on the show, it's 10K a minute. Man, what a great show we have. What a journey it is. What a surprise. What a journey of wonderment and discovery every episode is.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. But hey, a lot of people are going to be podcast listeners this week. And if you like what you end up being, if you're like, hey, I've been a live show listener this whole time, but suddenly I'm a podcast listener, and I like just like walking around at my leisure while things are being said into my ears and making me laugh, guess what you're going to love? You're going to love patreon.com/JimAndThem, where you can get years and years and years, nigh over a decade's worth of us doing that exact thing for you on Patreon. Check it out, patreon.com/JimAndThem. If you like us, if you think we're funny, or if you don't think we're funny, but you talk to us long enough to come around on who we are as people, and you want to learn more about us, check out the Patreon. Jim, what do we got up at the Patreon right now for people looking to laugh at us?
Oh, my goodness. What do we have? We got a movie commentary. What the hell did we watch last month?
Working Man?
Yes, Working Man. We also have... Hold on, I got to go over... Oh, I mean, Jesus. We got the Streamathon. How could I forget?
Yes.
I've uploaded so far through hour 27. The rest are going up. I have been putting them up for the audio feed as well, so I know some people like that a little bit better with something long form where they can kind of take on the go or go to work or whatever.
Fall asleep to it.
Yeah. There's also, of course, a Watch This, Mission Impossible Final Reckoning, now in theaters. What else do we got? Streamathon.
We got a part zero coming up soon.
Yeah, we got a part zero that's coming up to open up June. So probably by the time you're hearing this, that should be available. Oh, we also did a discussion on the Thunderbolts and some other films.
Yes.
So yeah, May is a film heavy month, but that's because it's blockbuster season, baby. So plenty to go. That's just recent stuff on the Patreon. We also have, like Mike said, hours and hours of archives. That's all readily available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic. Did you notice that Caleb Ballaran has a P.O. box?
Oh, man, he's smarter than us. We have a P.O. box. We never talk about it.
Yeah, I even forget that we have a P.O. box, and I just tell people to mail things to me, and then they get my address, and I'm like, I hope you are always a normal person, Joe Sultan. But hey, if you're not worried about having a P.O. box, then you're going to love all of the shows at showswhatyouknow.com, won't they, Jim?
Absolutely. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We just uploaded a new episode. We're talking The Last of Us Season 2. We're talking Andor Season 2. We're talking some TV news, all the reboots you have in your future to look forward to. A lot of like revivals and legacy sequels. Scrubs is coming back. Fucking Ted Lasso just ended. It's coming back.
Hell yeah.
HBO Max is turning back to HBO Max. That's all at showswhatyouknow.com. We also have a YouTube channel. We're going to start putting up some of our more in segments rather than long episodes, so it might be easier to digest. So make sure you're subscribed and comment and tell a friend. Find it all at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, what is going on with you just in life, but also if you have anything going on in the comedy world, what's up there too?
Oh, just running the game in the back, in the cut, you know me, in the darkness. My recommendation this week is be excellent to each other.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Station. Station.
Hell yeah. My endorsement, it's a weird one. Even though it's just a movie, I endorse movies a lot. It's a movie called Fountain of Youth. Jim, have you even heard of this movie?
I only heard of it recently. It's the Krasinski and like Natalie Portman, right? And it's like Indiana Jones or something.
So it's Guy Ritchie making an Uncharted kind of like people doing adventures through history type of thing. And it's like, here's the thing. It's a very specific kind of movie. Like, mm-hmm. It is John Krasinski being affable guy who's sort of up to no good. And it's a Guy Ritchie movie. So it's got, like, it's a modern one. So it, like, you see the pieces, but it is a modern Guy Ritchie movie. But it's got a lot of the stuff that you like. It's not very bloody, but it has gunplay and it has some good action. But it's like, it's super one of these movies. But dude, it's kind of, I think I said this in my Letterboxd review, it's kind of a miracle that this movie even got made.
Yeah.
Jim, this is a Guy Ritchie directed, like, Indiana Jones style movie with a $120 million budget that is not in theaters, is just being, like, kind of dumped unceremoniously on Apple. Was it Apple TV?
Yeah, that's like every release on Apple TV.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's got Natalie Portman, it's got Stanley Tucci, it's got Domhnall Gleeson, it's got John Krasinski. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. Like, that's not like a bunch of nobodies. And when I looked it up, I'm like, maybe the movie had like a $30 million budget or something. $120 million budget. Mm. There's one part of the movie that, like, has CG nonsense. Most of it looks like it's, like, in real places and, like not in like, CG sets and stuff. Like, I was kind of surprised. So, I don't think everyone will like it as much as I did. But this is, like, movies like these, like, they're very much my kind of thing. So, I got a lot out of it. But if that even sounds, like, sort of up your alley, you're not going to hear about this movie anywhere else because it's already out and they're not even trying to advertise it. So, you will never hear about this from anyone other than me. It's also just called Fountain of Youth, which is not a very easily marketable name. So, if you have Apple TV, which is their streaming service, check it out. It just went up. I think it's a pretty solid movie. At the very least, you'll probably not hate it, but I think it's a pretty good movie. That's my endorsement.
Wow. Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're
out.
Word.